And now, Chapter 23 of the Madhya Lila, Life's Ultimate Goal, Love of Godhead.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
The most munificent Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Gaurakrishna, distributed to everyone, even the lowest of men, his own confidential treasury in the form of the nectar of love of himself and the holy name. This was never given to the people at any time before. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto him. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaitacharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "Now hear, O Sanatan, about the result of devotional service, which is love of Godhead, life's ultimate goal. If one hears this description, he will be enlightened in the transcendental mellows of devotional service. When affection for Krishna becomes deeper, one attains love of Godhead in devotional service. Such a position is called sthayi bhav, permanent enjoyment of the mellows of devotional service to Krishna. When devotional service is situated on the transcendental platform of pure goodness, it is like a ray of the sunlight of love for Krishna. At such a time, devotional service causes the heart to be softened by various tastes, and it is called bhav, or emotion. Bhav has two different symptoms, constitutional and marginal. Now, my dear Sanatan, listen to the symptoms of love. When that bhav softens the heart completely, becomes endowed with a great feeling of possessiveness in relation to the Lord, and becomes very much condensed and intensified, it is called prema, or love of Godhead, by learned scholars. When one develops an unflinching sense of ownership or possessiveness in relation to Lord Vishnu, or in other words, when one thinks Vishnu and no one else to be the only object of love, such an awakening is called bhakti or devotion by exalted persons like Bhishma, Prahlad, Uddhava, and Narad. If by good fortune a living entity develops faith in Krishna, he begins to associate with devotees. When one is encouraged in devotional service by the association of devotees, one becomes free from all unwanted contamination by following the regulative principles and chanting and hearing. When one is freed from all unwanted contamination, he advances with firm faith. When firm faith in devotional service awakens, a taste for hearing and chanting also awakens. After taste is awakened, a deep attachment arises, and from that attachment, the seed of love for Krishna grows in the heart. When that ecstatic emotional stage intensifies, it is called love of Godhead. Such love is life's ultimate goal and the reservoir of all pleasure. In the beginning, there must be faith. Then one becomes interested in associating with pure devotees. Thereafter, one is initiated by the spiritual master and executes the regulative principles under his orders. Thus, one is freed from all unwanted habits and becomes firmly fixed in devotional service. Thereafter, one develops taste and attachment. This is the way of sadhana bhakti, the execution of devotional service according to the regulative principles. Gradually, emotions intensify, and finally there is an awakening of love. This is the gradual development of love of Godhead for the devotee interested in Krishna consciousness. The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees, and it is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. If one hears from devotees, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens to him, and gradually he attains firm faith that in due course develops into attraction and devotion. If one actually has the seed of transcendental emotion in his heart, the symptoms will be visible in his activities. That is the verdict of all revealed scriptures. When the seed of ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies, the following 9 symptoms manifest in one's behavior. Forgiveness, concern that time should not be wasted. Detachment, absence of false prestige. Hope, eagerness, a taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord. Attachment to descriptions of the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And affection for those places where the Lord resides, that is, a temple or a holy place like Vrindavan. These are called anubhav, subordinate signs of ecstatic emotion. They are visible in a person in whose heart the seed of love of God has begun to fructify. If love for Krishna in a seedling state has fructified in one's heart, one is not agitated by material things. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit says, O Brahmins, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul, and let Mother Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way, for I have already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird, or whatever magical thing the Brahmin created, bite me at once. I only desire that you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu. Not a moment should be lost. Every moment should be utilized for Krishna or connected with him. With their words, they offer prayers to the Lord. With their minds, they always remember the Lord. With their bodies, they offer obeisances to the Lord. Despite all these activities, they are still not satisfied. This is the nature of pure devotees. Shedding tears from their eyes, they dedicate their whole lives to the Lord's service. In the material field, people are interested in material enjoyment, mystic power, and sense gratification. However, these things do not appeal to the devotee at all. King Bharat was very eager to attain the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is called Uttama Shloka, because poems and prayers are offered to him for his favor. In his youth, King Bharat gave up his attractive wife and children, as well as his beloved friends and opulent kingdom, just as one gives up stool after passing it. Although a pure devotee's standard is above all, he still considers himself to be in the lowest stage of life. Bharat Maharaj always carried affection for Krishna within his heart. Although Bharat Maharaj was the crown jewel of kings, he was still wandering about and begging alms in the city of his enemies. He was even offering respects to chandalas, low-class men who eat dogs. A fully surrendered devotee always hopes that Lord Krishna will be kind to him. This hope is very firm in him. In the nectar of devotion, a devotee prays, O my Lord, I do not have any love for you, nor am I qualified for discharging devotional service by chanting and hearing. Nor do I possess the mystic power of a Vaishnav, knowledge or pious activities. Nor do I belong to a very high caste family. On the whole, I do not possess anything. Still, O beloved of the gopis, because you bestow your mercy on the most fallen, I have an unbreakable hope that is constantly in my heart. That hope is always giving me pain. This eagerness is chiefly characterized by an ardent desire to associate with the Lord. As mentioned in the Krishna Karnamrita, O Krishna, O flute player, the sweetness of your early age is wonderful within these three worlds. You know my unsteadiness, and I know yours. No one else knows about this. I want to see your beautiful, attractive face somewhere in a solitary place. But how can this be accomplished? Due to having great relish for the holy name, one is inclined to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra constantly. And in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu it is said, O Govinda, this youthful girl named Radhika is today constantly pouring forth tears like nectar falling from flowers. She is also singing your holy name in a sweet voice. At this stage of bhav, a devotee has awakened the tendency to chant and describe the transcendental qualities of the Lord. He has attachment for this process. Again, in the Krishna Karnamrita, O my Lord, the transcendental body of Krishna is very sweet, and his face is even sweeter than his body. The soft smile on his face, which is like the fragrance of honey, is sweeter still. A devotee absorbed in ecstatic emotion for Krishna always resides in a place where Krishna's pastimes were performed. The Bhakti Rasamrita states, O Lord Pundarikaksha, while chanting your holy name with tears in my eyes, when shall I dance in ecstasy on the bank of the Yamuna? These are the symptoms of a person who has developed attraction, bhav, for Krishna. Now let me describe the symptoms of a person who is actually elevated to love for Krishna. O Sanatan, please hear this from me. Even the most learned men cannot understand the words, activities, and symptoms of a person situated in love of Godhead. Even a most learned scholar cannot understand the activities and symptoms of an exalted personality in whose heart love of Godhead has awakened. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. Love of Godhead increases and is manifest as affection, counter-love, love, attachment, sub-attachment, ecstasy, and sublime ecstasy. This development is compared to sugarcane seeds, sugarcane plants, sugarcane juice, molasses, crude sugar, refined sugar, sugar candy, and rock candy. Just as the taste of sugar increases as it is gradually purified, one should understand that when love of Godhead increases from rati, which is compared to the beginning seed, its taste increases. According to the candidate possessing these transcendental qualities, there are five transcendental mellows: neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental love, and conjugal love. These five transcendental mellows exist permanently. The devotee may be attracted to one of these mellows, and thus he becomes happy. Krishna also becomes inclined towards such a devotee and comes under his control. when the permanent ecstasies in neutrality, servitorship, and so on are mixed with other ingredients, devotional service in love of Godhead is transformed and becomes composed of transcendental mellows. The permanent ecstasy becomes a more and more tasteful transcendental mellow through the mixture of special ecstasy, subordinate ecstasy, natural ecstasy, and transitory ecstasy. Yogurt mixed with sugar candy, black pepper, and camphor is very palatable and tasty. Similarly, when permanent ecstasy mixes with other ecstatic symptoms, it becomes unprecedentedly tasty. There are two kinds of particular ecstasies. One is called the support, and the other is called the awakening. The vibration of Krishna's flute is an example of the awakening, and Lord Krishna himself is an example of the support. The subordinate ecstasies are smiling, dancing, and singing, as well as different manifestations in the body. The natural ecstasies, such as being stunned, are considered among the subordinate ecstasies, or anubhav. There are other ingredients beginning with complete despondency and jubilation. Altogether, there are 33 varieties, and when these combine, the mellow becomes very wonderful. There are 5 transcendental mellows: neutrality, servitorship, friendship, paternal affection, and conjugal love, which is also known as the mellow of sweetness. Conjugal love excels all others. The position of neutrality increases up to the point where one can appreciate love of Godhead. The mellow of servitorship gradually increases to the point of spontaneous love of Godhead. After the mellow of servitorship, there are the mellows of friendship and paternal love, which increase to subordinate, spontaneous love. The greatness of the love found in friends, like Subal, extends to the standard of ecstatic love of Godhead. There are 2 divisions of each of the 5 mellows: yoga, or connection, and viyoga, or separation. Among the mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many divisions of connection and separation. Only in conjugal mellow are there 2 ecstatic symptoms called Ruda, advanced, and Adiruda, or highly advanced. The advanced ecstasy is found among the queens of Dvarka, and the highly advanced ecstasies are found among the gopis. Highly advanced ecstasy is divided into 2 categories, Madan and Mohan. Meeting together is called Madan, and separation is called Mohan. On the Madan platform, there are kissing and many other symptoms, which are unlimited. In the Mohan stage, there are 2 divisions, Udgurna, or unsteadiness, and Chitra Jalpa, or varieties of mad emotional talks. Mad emotional talks include 10 divisions, called Prajalpa and other names. An example of this is the 10 verses spoken by Srimati Radharani called Song to the Bumblebee. Udgurna, or unsteadiness, and Vishvas Chesta, or boastful activities, are aspects of transcendental madness. In separation from Krishna, one experiences the manifestation of Krishna, and one thinks oneself to be Krishna. In conjugal love, there are 2 departments, meeting and separation. On the platform of meeting, there are unlimited varieties that are beyond description. Vipralamba has 4 divisions, Purva Rag, Man, Pravas, and Prema Vaichitya. Of the 4 kinds of separation, 3, Purva Rag, Pravas, and Man, are celebrated in Srimati Radharani and the Gopis. In Vorka, among the queens, feelings of prema vaichitya are very prominent. As expressed by one of Lord Krishna's queens in Dvorka in the Srimad Bhagavatam, "My dear friend Kurari, it is now night, and Lord Sri Krishna is sleeping. You yourself are not asleep or resting, but are lamenting. Should I presume that you, like us, are affected by the smiling, liberal, playful glances of the lotus-eyed Krishna? If so, your heart is deeply pierced. Is that why you are showing these signs of sleepless lamentation? Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the supreme hero in all dealings. Similarly, Srimati Radharani is the topmost heroine in all dealings. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and he is the crown jewel of all heroes. In Krishna, all transcendental good qualities are permanently situated. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attraction to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. The transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna are unlimited. Out of these, 64 are considered prominent. The ears of the devotees are satisfied simply by hearing all these qualities one after the other. Krishna, the supreme hero, has the most beautiful transcendental body. This body possesses all good features. It is radiant and very pleasing to the eyes. His body is powerful, strong, and youthful. Krishna is the linguist of all wonderful languages. He is a truthful and very pleasing speaker. He is expert in speaking, and he is a very wise, learned scholar and a genius. Krishna is very expert in artistic enjoyment. He is highly cunning, expert, grateful, and firmly determined in his vows. He knows how to deal according to time, person, and country, and he sees through the scriptures and authoritative books. He is very clean and self-controlled. Lord Krishna is steady, his senses are controlled, and he is forgiving, grave, and calm. He is also equal to all. Moreover, he is magnanimous, religious, chivalrous, and kind. He is always respectful to respectable people. Krishna is very simple and liberal. He is humble and bashful, and he is the protector of the surrendered soul. He is very happy, and he is always the well-wisher of his devotee. He is all auspicious, and he is submissive to love. Krishna is very influential and famous, and he is the object of attachment for everyone. He is the shelter of the good and the virtuous. He is attractive to the minds of women, and he is worshipped by everyone. He is very, very rich. Krishna is the supreme, and he is always glorified as the supreme Lord and controller. Thus, all the previously mentioned transcendental qualities are in him. The 50 qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead above mentioned are as deep as an ocean. In other words, they are difficult to fully comprehend. These qualities are sometimes very minutely exhibited in living beings, but they are fully manifest in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Apart from these 50 qualities, there are 5 other qualities found in the Supreme Personality of Godhead that are partially present in demigods like Shiva. These qualities are: 1. The Lord is always situated in his original position. 2. He is omniscient. 3. He is always fresh and youthful. For he is the concentrated form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. 5. He is the possessor of all mystic perfection. There are another 5 qualities which exist in the Vaikuntha planets in Narayan, the Lord of Lakshmi. These qualities are also present in Krishna, but they are not present in demigods like Lord Shiva or in other living entities. These are 1. Inconceivable supreme power. 2. Generating innumerable universes from the body. 3. Being the original source of all incarnations. 4. Bestowing salvation upon enemies killed. And 5. The ability to attract exalted persons who are satisfied in themselves. Although these qualities are present in Narayan, the dominating deity of the Vaikuntha planets, they are even more wonderfully present in Krishna. Apart from these 60 transcendental qualities, Krishna has an additional 4 transcendental qualities which are not manifest even in the personality of Narayan. These are 1. Krishna is like an ocean filled with waves of pastimes that evoke wonder within everyone in the 3 worlds. 2. In his activities of conjugal love, he is always surrounded by his dear devotees who possess unequaled love for him. 3. He attracts the minds of all 3 worlds by the melodious vibration of his flute. 4. His personal beauty and opulence are beyond compare. No one is equal to him, and no one is greater than him. Thus the personality of Godhead astonishes all living entities, both moving and non-moving, within the 3 worlds. He is so beautiful that he is called Krishna. Above Narayan, Krishna has 4 specific transcendental qualities: his wonderful pastimes, an abundance of wonderful associates who are very dear to him, like the gopis, his wonderful beauty, and the wonderful vibration of his flute. Lord Krishna is more exalted than ordinary living beings and demigods, like Lord Shiva. He is even more exalted than his personal expansion, Narayan. In all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has 64 transcendental qualities in full. Similarly, Srimati Radharani has unlimited transcendental qualities, of which 25 qualities are principal. Sri Krishna is controlled by these transcendental qualities of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani's 25 chief transcendental qualities are 1. She is very sweet. 2. She is always freshly youthful. 3. Her eyes are restless. 4. She smiles brightly. 5. She has beautiful, auspicious lines. 6. She makes Krishna happy with her bodily aroma. 7. She is very expert in singing. 8. Her speech is charming. 9. She is very expert in joking and speaking pleasantly. 10. She is very humble and meek. 11. She is always full of mercy. 12. She is cunning. 13. She is expert in executing her duties. 14. She is shy. 15. She is always respectful. 16. She is always calm. 17. She is always grave. 18. She is expert in enjoying life. 19. She is situated at the topmost level of ecstatic love. 20. She is the reservoir of loving affairs in Gokul. 21. She is the most famous of submissive devotees. 22. She is very affectionate to elderly people. 23. She is very submissive to the love of her friends. 24. She is the chief gopi. 25. She always keeps Krishna under her control. In short, she possesses unlimited transcendental qualities, just as Lord Krishna does. The basis of all transcendental mellows is the hero and the heroine, and Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, are the best. Just as Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani are the object and shelter of the mellow of conjugal love, so in the mellow of servitorship, Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, is the object, and servants like Chitrak, Raktak, and Patrak are the shelter. Similarly, in the transcendental mellow of friendship, Lord Krishna is the object, and friends like Sridham, Sudama, and Subal are the shelter. In the transcendental mellow of paternal affection, Krishna is the object, and Mother Yashoda and Maharaj Nanda are the shelter. Now hear how the mellows appear and how they are realized by the devotees on different transcendental platforms. Those who are completely washed of all material contamination by pure devotional service, who are always satisfied and brightly enlightened in the heart, who are always attached to understanding the transcendental meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, who are always eager to associate with advanced devotees, whose happiness in the service of the lotus feet of Govinda is their very life, who always discharge the confidential activities of love, for such advanced devotees, who are by nature situated in bliss, the seed of love, or rati, is expanded in the heart by previous and current reformatory processes. Thus the mixture of ecstatic ingredients becomes tasty, and being within the perception of the devotee reaches the highest platform of wonder and deep bliss. The exchange between Krishna and different devotees situated in different transcendental mellows is not to be experienced by non-devotees. Advanced devotees can understand and appreciate the different varieties of devotional service reciprocated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Non-devotees cannot understand the transcendental mellows experienced between the devotee and the Lord. In all respects, this is very difficult, but one who has dedicated everything to the lotus feet of Krishna can taste the transcendental mellows. This brief description is an elaboration of the ultimate goal of life. Indeed, this is the fifth and ultimate goal, which is beyond the platform of liberation. It is called Krishna Prem Dan, the treasure of love for Krishna. Previously, I empowered your brother Rupa Goswami to understand these mellows. I did this while instructing him at the Dashashvamedha Ghat in Prayag. O Sanatan, you should broadcast the revealed scriptures on devotional service and excavate the lost places of pilgrimage in the district of Mathura. Establish devotional service to Lord Krishna and Radharani in Vrindavan. You should also compile bhakti scripture and preach the bhakti cult from Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Sanatan Goswami about proper renunciation according to a particular situation, and the Lord forbade dry renunciation and speculative knowledge in all respects. As Lord Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, "One who is not envious, but who is a kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself a proprietor, who is free from false ego, equal in both happiness and distress, always satisfied, forgiving, and self-controlled, who is engaged in devotional service with determination, and whose mind and intelligence are dedicated to me, he is very dear to me. He for whom no one is put into difficulty, and who is not disturbed by anxiety, who is liberated from jubilation, anger, fear, and anxiety, is very dear to me. A devotee who is not dependent on others, but dependent solely on me, who is clean, inwardly and outwardly, who is expert, indifferent to material things, without cares, free from all pains, and who rejects all pious and impious activities, is very dear to me. One who neither rejoices nor hates, who neither laments nor desires, who renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, and who is devoted to me, is very dear to me. One who is equal to friends and enemies, who is equipoised in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, happiness and distress, fame and infamy, who is always free from contamination, always grave and satisfied with anything, who doesn't care for any residence, and who is fixed in devotional service, is very dear to me. He who thus follows this imperishable religious principle of Krishna consciousness, with great faith and devotion, fully accepting me as the supreme goal, is very, very dear to me. And Shukdev Goswami tells Maharaj Parikshit in the Srimad Bhagavatam, "Are there no torn clothes lying on the common road? Do the trees, which exist for maintaining others, no longer give alms in charity? Do the rivers, being dried up, no longer supply water to the thirsty? Are the caves of the mountains now closed? Or, above all, does the unconquerable Supreme Personality of Godhead not protect the fully surrendered souls? Why then should learned persons like devotees go to flatter those who are intoxicated by hard-earned wealth?" Thus Sanatan Goswami inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about all the conclusive statements concerning devotional service, and the Lord very vividly explained all the confidential meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the revealed scripture, Hari Vamsha, there is a description of Goloka Vrindavan, the planet where Lord Sri Krishna eternally resides. This information was given by King Indra, when he surrendered to Krishna and offered prayers after Krishna had raised Govardhan Hill. Illusory stories opposed to the conclusions of Krishna consciousness concern the destruction of the Yadu dynasty, Krishna's disappearance, the story that Krishna and Balaram arise from a black hair and a white hair of Kshiradakshayi Vishnu, and the story about the kidnapping of the queens. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatan Goswami the proper conclusions of these stories. Sanatan Goswami then humbly accepted his position as lower than a piece of straw, and symbolically holding some straw in his mouth, he fell down, clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and submitted the following petition. "My dear Lord, I am a very low-born person. Indeed, I am a servant to low-born persons. Therefore, I am very, very downtrodden. Nonetheless, you have taught me conclusions unknown even to Lord Brahma. The conclusions that you have told me are the ocean of the ambrosia of truth. My mind is unable to approach even a drop of that ocean. If you want to make a lame man like me dance, kindly bestow your transcendental blessings by keeping your lotus feet on my head. Now will you please tell me, let whatever I have instructed all be fully manifest in you. By benedicting me in this way, you will give me strength to describe all this." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then placed his hand on Sanatan Goswami's head and benedicted him, saying, "Let all these instructions be manifest to you." Thus I have briefly described a discussion of the ultimate goal of life, love of Godhead. The mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot be described expansively. Whoever hears these instructions given to Sanatana Goswami by the Lord comes very soon to realize love of God or Krishna. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends chapter 23 of the Madhya Lila, Life's Ultimate Goal.